You're now listening to Red Saves the Blast with Gina and Jared.
Jared doesn't understand that when you hit the red button, it means record.
It's bright and shiny. And cool. So that first band was out of Helsinki, Finland. You can check them out at myspace.com/Codeon Band. And the name of the band is Codeon. C-O-D-E-O-N. For those of you who can't spell from the pronunciation. No, band is not part of the name of the band.
I'm just saying. You said MySpace. Slash.
And they're out of Helsinki, Finland. Which some amazing metal bands come out of.
And Sweden.
Which is awesome. We should play more bands from Sweden and Finland because all you people in those countries have some awesome musicians over there.
Was it like Minnesota or something?
Oh, and the name of the song is Cold Trigger. Mm-hmm. In case you're wondering, they have a bunch of songs for download, as many more bands are doing nowadays, which is awesome. The demise of the Which is major label
for us too.
Oh, it is awesome. Because hey, when you find a band that's really great and they don't have downloads, and sometimes you can ask them for the song and they'll give it to you. Other times they won't, and other times they just broke up and don't care anymore.
Yeah, or they just never answer you back.
That's true, but most of the bands, even some that have like tons and tons of people listening to them or are clearly doing well with this, take the time and be like, "Oh, thanks for supporting us, and this is the future of music." And hopefully it is.
This is true.
Because, yes, more downloading and sell your own music and don't sign contracts and all that stupid stuff. So we're actually recording this on Valentine's Day.
We are.
Which is quite random and interesting. Lame. Although we may shift to posting new episodes on Sundays instead of the usual whenever the hell I get around to it on Friday or Saturday or Thursday or Sunday. Make it a little more consistent.
You keep moving.
I do. I'm fidgety.
No. Stay ADD. There. No, no. Right there. No. Right there.
What is this? Is that the adjustment session of the show?
Yes, because you're all like, and all the way over to the side.
So I feel like this show is off to a little bit of a better start than when we did the running commentary of Office Space.
That was a horrible show.
On the last episode. Although it's being downloaded a lot.
I'll be the first to admit it. Stop moving!
Somebody out there is enjoying it.
I'm not playing Seesaw.
Seesaw. I never got to Seesaw.
What?
It just seems like an odd thing, like...
It's fantastic. It works your leg muscles, and you get to fly up in the air for approximately 1.5 seconds.
The big kid always gets to, like, watch the little kid fly off.
You were the, you that little kid space. That flew off.
I was such a little puny kid.
You were, weren't you?
I had giant glasses, and
you're
I was, like, short
little,
and puny.
Little tiny guy.
I was
small. Still have glasses, too.
Yeah, but my glasses were huge. They're like those Brian Regan, like, telescope glasses.
Are these my glasses?
See, more comedy into the, Red Face.
Oh, guess who we're going to go see?
One of the comedians we talk about on the show sometimes, Mike Birbiglia, otherwise known as Birbigs.
Because Jared's a fantastic guy.
So we're going to see Mike Birbiglia, the comedian, and you should check him out at birbigs.com because he's awesome. And yeah,
and
comedy
and
metal.
And awkward.
But we seem to like the comedians, too, that have like music that either make fun of music, like he makes fun of the guitar guy. The guys at those parties that are just doing it to get laid, you know? I have an acoustic guitar, and I'm just playing some simple song that everybody loves, and girls are going
to
be all over
I'm
me.
I'm only playing to record so I can make eye contact.
I knew some people like that in college.
I knew some people like that in high school, dude.
I probably still know people like that. A lot of people that pretend they have a guitar, but I don't think picking up girls with an air guitar works as well.
Probably not.
I don't know why acoustic music...
Also, probably bass doesn't work. What are you going to do, carry an amp around with you?
Yeah, you're less playful. Get a lot of women that way.
I suppose.
I mean, come on, he's got a wife.
He does have a wife.
He was macking it right. I like how the thing's like stuttering a little.
Why?
We should probably play a song soon. Get a chance to cool off. The program, the software is like all jumping around a little bit.
Okay.
So, I guess it's our cue to play another song.
As you turn the page,
as
blank.
I look around, alright. This next band is out of Boston, Massachusetts. The name of the band is Embrace Today. You can check them out at purevolume.com/embracetoday. The name of the track is The War Goes On.
Let's go!
So that last band was called Embrace Today, as you probably know, and Jared has absolutely no manners whatsoever.
Excuse me.
They're out of Boston, and the song's called The War Goes On. Boston. And what is that called? Website. Stop. The website's purevolume.com/embrace
and access them online.
What?
The World Wide Web.
Yeah. What? What was that about?
Remember the days when there was no World Wide Web?
No, because I was like
three. When it was just in the beginning and you were three and you couldn't go online and get your daily fix of everything? Now I practically live online.
I was three!
We're going to put on glasses where the internet's in there all the time. We just think of the internet and it shows up in our minds.
What grade school did you go to?
What, you know the internet when you were two? One?
No, who kids, needed it?
Kids still, nowadays are popping out of the womb. They got like a laptop strapped to them.
I was still learning how to talk
at two.
I was still trying to grow hair.
See little babies walking around with Blackberries? And... yeah. Speaking of babies, I like the parents that dress up their kids like the style that the adults wear. Like, we didn't have that if you were born in, like, the 80s or the 70s or pretty much any time before, like, 1988. Like, you know what I mean? You were dressing, like, generic,
1988,
like,
that was, like, that's, like, before Oshkosh 2000. Bagosh. Yeah, we were in Oshkosh Bagosh stretch pants and oversized clothes.
I don't wear stretch
actually,
pants.
I got lots of hand-me-downs. So, and most of my cousins were, like, boys, so I was wearing boy clothes.
See, I just wore the...
Oh, I suck.
Wore those pants that pulled up and had, like, the suspenders. Attached to
overalls?
Yeah, you know, the Oshkosh Bagosh overalls, because that was metal. Now little kids are running around, they're like five, and they got, like, mohawks and, like, spiked bracelets.
It's fantastic. I love
kids
it.
Kids can't even walk.
I love the little kids. Like, there's little kids that, like, you know, I work with kids. So they, like, come in with, like, these little boots on, and their jeans are in their boots, and they have this little jacket and little sweaters and little necklace and everything, and I'm like, damn, you're five, and you have more style than I do.
Like, what point did, like, Tommy Hilfiger... wake up and like all the clothing designers make and be like, oh,
like
we can make clothes for little kids.
My little cousin has flip flops, like it's fantastic.
Little kids are trendy now. You ever see like the 10-year-olds, they look like they're like 16. Like we're in a rush to grow up.
Yeah, leave them alone. They're gonna do what they wanna do.
There's probably some listening right now.
Exactly.
I don't know, how old
are
you?
If you don't worry about it and you just leave them alone and let them do what they want, then they're not gonna hate you.
They hate everything at that age.
Yeah, but, like, don't provoke it. Like,
oh, man, there's the phone. I swear the phone
no
rings,
no one will
like,
answer it. Oh, wait, I lied. Someone answered it.
I swear the phone's gonna ring, like, every other time that you do a show. We need to, like, soundproof everything and just live in a little booth.
I put my phone in my pocket and zipped it up. Just so you know. Because my pocket zips right now. My hoodie pockets, they zip. It's fantastic. I love it.
Gina's a little kid.
With
little zippy pockets. See, I wish I had zippers on my pockets, because not only is it metal and cool, but also you put crap in there and it doesn't fall out. I know, it sounded like a John Madden comment. When you have a zipper on your
you
pocket...
You can zip it up and it's closed, which means that it is not open.
Speaking of Madden...
John Madden.
Speaking of John Madden, and if you know, we talk about John Madden like every other minute on the show.
Please, you're not going to talk about Frank Kelly and Dory.
No, no, we're not going to talk about
it. I was like, you mentioned it about 27 times already. They're probably sick of hearing it.
I bought another version of Madden for like PlayStation 2 because I like playing it. I bought Madden 06. And at first, for like 20 minutes, there was no Madden talking. And I was like, well, is there no Madden in this? And then he said some generic comment that he says in every game. And I was like, that's boring. And finally, after like a half hour into the game, the stupidity started rolling out. And there you go. And it was good. And great.
I don't like John Madden because he makes me feel smart.
He does. He makes a 5-year-old look like Einstein. But yeah, I don't know. It'd be sad day when John Madden retires. I don't think he will. You know Bob Barker retired last year?
The Price is Right guy?
Yeah.
You to can get in retire from game show?
To get in Drew Carey to replace him.
That's weird.
That's really dumb. I think just because it looks like a younger version of Bob Barker.
Probably.
He's not fun. I don't know. I don't really like him.
I have no comment either.
He kind of reminds me of like a real life Dilbert. If you've ever heard
this
of the comic
true,
Dilbert.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I can't see it. A lot of you probably grew up watching The Price is Right. Some of you probably have no clue what the hell that is.
No one grew up watching The Price is Right.
I used to watch it when I was a little kid.
I don't even think I did. I just, like, know of it because it's, like, a cult classic.
The best thing was, like...
You know it's a cult classic? Dazed and Confused.
Yes.
And Empire Records. Which, oddly enough, both have the guy from CSI in it.
And that movie Head.
That is a weird cult classic, but that doesn't have the guy from CSI in it. That has the America's answer to the Beatles, which is the Monkees, in Head, which is weird because this is a metal show and I'm talking about a 1968.
Yeah, everybody respects them even if they don't like them, so you know.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I don't think we have too many closed-minded listeners that are like, "Ooh, you mentioned the Beatles. I hate everything."
Considering it, those are like the only movies I know of besides like Nightmare Before Christmas, Clerks. That's it. I watched nothing ever. My favorite movie is Nightmare Before Christmas, so obviously I'm 5 years old.
You go to a lot of extremes. You have some people that are like death metal or die, and then you have other people that are like, I think Nickelback's hardcore.
And then you have me, who listens to anything in the world.
Well, I think true music fans are the ones that listen to everything. And even if they don't like other things, they're like, oh, whatever, music's
it's
good.
It's funny, because Jared says that. I listen to way more than Jared. And Jared's all like, oh, you have to be open-minded, blah, blah. I'll play something. He's like, what the fuck is that?
So that's true.
Look at him. Look at him. No way he can see him. But he knows it's true. He's like, oh, man. She called me out on it.
Why? Well, some of the stuff you listen to is just...
You don't like it.
Probably illegal in some states.
Illegal in some states. I have a song from a techno band from Austria on my iPod. Thank you very much. It's called Dragonestite or something.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
It's by Ozone, I think is their name.
Well.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, we listen to a lot of stuff, and we play a lot of stuff. And
thank you for summing it up, John Madden.
Just in case you weren't aware that you're listening to a thing,
Jared like sums
that you can play
up,
anytime.
He like sums up what we just talked about in the past few minutes before we go to the song. He's like, and we listen to music, and now we're going to play a song.
I'd say if
Jared's like dumbing it down for
I'd say if you have a drinking problem, that would explain it then.
Yeah, thanks, Jared.
Oh, Pat Summerall, Pat Summerall, and John Madden. They should do a metal show.
Okay.
What's weird about the Madden 06? There's a lot of, like, emo songs. And then randomly, like, Tech N9ne, the crazy rapper with the red mohawk, has a song in there.
Songs in these?
And then there's, like, death metal. But Madden 02 was the last game I bought. It was, like, all hip-hop and rap and yo-yo-yo Madden, yo-yo Madden.
I didn't even know there were songs in them.
Hey, it plays more in this game.
I didn't know there were songs. I never heard a song.
It's cool, though, because they have all the fans, too, so they have random fans.
The only time I ever know you guys are playing it is when I hear Zach in the other room scream, Deuce! And then I go, oh, they're playing Madden.
Yo, the Deuce Staley is now on the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is the team I've been playing with on the new game.
Are you winning with them?
No, I lost in overtime by 3 points.
I played hockey for the first time on Sega.
Yeah, how about that hockey player?
Ew, I don't want to be here if you're going to talk
He's
about
doing all right. Well, I'll keep
Can
it short
I
and sweet.
I leave the room if you're going to talk about it, because I don't want to throw up.
Yeah, but it's just weird. It's such a freak accident.
How about, I have an idea. You talk about it, I'll leave the room, and then you can play a song, and then I'll come back.
So, anyway. All
right, here we go. See you guys.
There's this hockey player that last week got hit in the, shut the door. Got hit in the neck with his, teammate's hockey blade on his ice skate, and cut one of his main arteries. And it was pretty freaky to watch. And it's kind of random, because the guy's leg goes up, all the way up, and the guy gets hit standing up completely, and it was just a really weird freak accident. If you're interested, the guy's name is Rednick, and I can't think of what team he's on right now, but it was pretty freaky. You can watch it on YouTube, but the good news is the guy's doing all right, but I don't know, it was just really crazy, and Gina left the room, because it's kind of disturbing. And now she's back.
Don't worry.
So look it up on YouTube if you're interested. And the guy's name is Rednick, and he's okay, which is always a good thing. What team was that, Gene?
You're asking me? I wasn't there.
Yeah. Oh, it was the Florida Panthers. Pretty freaky. It actually happened to a guy in '89, and that was bad too. And they're both okay. But I don't know. An ice skate blade to the neck?
What's the face?
I don't know, an ice skate blade
stop
to the neck's
got
hurt.
Stop at the face.
And anyway, I'm going to shut up, and this next band is out of Alabama, and quite appropriate for the day that we're recording the show on. The name of this band is St. Valentine's Day Massacre, out of Alabama. You can check them out at myspace.com/St. Valentine's Day Massacre AL. And the name of the song is Mike's Song. ¶¶
Typhoon, terror, rise across the sky. Traitor, pain, starvation. Today is the day of judgment.
St. Valentine's Day Massacre out of Alabama with the song Like Song. And for some reason, during that song, Gina showed me a baby picture.
I found a baby picture of herself. Of me, and I was probably like...
Where her dad posed her like one of those like flexi toys.
Not even 6 months. I don't even know.
Couple thinking like old. A G.I. Joe action figure.
And yeah, I'm like, woo, I'm a baby. And like my arms are up and I'm so excited to be alive and out of the womb.
So why would he pose?
I don't know. My dad just had this thing when I was little that he was like... Let's put my daughter in a chair and make her like Stretch Armstrong and then take
G.I. Joe characters, Barbie characters. I don't know if I was ever tortured as a baby. I don't know if any of you out there were. I'm sure. sure, if you go ask your parents, some
I'm
people
sure
be like, "Yeah."
You were tortured as a baby. You were especially tortured. There's this one picture of you hanging on your wall with a stupid little gay bonnet on your head. You're sitting at the beach and you're
bonnets are death metal.
So angry because. Have this dumb little bonnet on you that matches this one piece you have on.
Wouldn't
you're
you be
in the
angry?
Sand, like squeezing the sand out of your hands. Either that, or you're just taking a dump. But you know,
yes, be like a panda, take a dump 135 times a day. In case you didn't know, pandas go to the bathroom a lot. We should post that picture on the MySpace page. It's like the default picture. Me angry at a bonnet.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Wouldn't you be angry too? You ever see this picture with like a cat with a piece of cheese on its head?
No, the lime cat, where he looks so pissed off because he has a helmet made out of a lime on his head.
Who does that?
Or the way bunny with a pancake on his head. Remember that?
Just go on the internet and Google animals with food product on their head.
Stuffonmycat.com. All they do is people put stuff on their cat and put it online.
See, now I'm going to go home and, like, get my cat and, like, put stuff on it.
Stuffonmycat.com. We even did it. We did it with Stephanie's cats. We were just like...
We should charge Stuffonmycat.com for
like
saying
shoes,
Stuffonmycat.com.
And then we would have, like, I don't think I told you this. I was over and I was trying on shoes, like, for Jay's wedding, and, the cat... I opened the box to, like, try the shoes on, and the cat just goes inside the box and just sits there. So I, like, put the top on the box, and he's like, meow, and, like, gets off and leaves. But I was like, what are you doing inside my box? Get out.
Well, she's about to stack
a bunch. That was my cat's
see how many go home and see how many CDs you can stack and balance on top of the cat's head.
No. Or we would put, he sits in the laundry basket. One of them, there's, like, 100 of them. They sit in the laundry basket, so I'll take all the clothes and put it on top of them to see what he does. We were putting, like, board games on top of them. We were at Seth's house. We were putting shoes on top of them. It was fantastic. Some of them don't care. The other ones, like, get up and walk away. But it depends. If they, like, know you, they're just like, whatever. Until, like, it gets annoying, I guess. But, like, they let us
you
put, like, five pairs of shoes on them. I love cats. They're fantastic.
Speaking of animals, apparently there was a big news story today about, like, apparently there's big excitement because they took a photo of apes mating. Facing each other, looking at each other, which they used to think only humans and one other species did. And they're like, well, this isn't the first time they've done it face-to-face.
Well, I thought dolphins did it that way.
But this is the first time we have it on camera. I'm like, wow, this is breaking news, apparently, on CNN.com. Apes mate facing each other. All of a sudden. We've known this for a while, but today we took a picture.
This is true.
This just sounds like something Mike Birbiglia, the comedian, would talk about.
Bears.
In fact, he'll probably talk about that. But they weren't bears, they were apes.
No, he likes... I mean, he has a fear of bears.
I'm a bear, etc.
I'm a bear, etc.
I don't know, what would you do if a giant bear was lumbering by?
I would be scared because I don't ever go outside of Philadelphia.
Well, the bears will be here one day.
I'd be like, oh, here I am in North Philly and there's a bear. All right, bear, be careful, you might get shot.
Probably. I don't think a bear would make it very far in the city.
No. Wasn't there something about a tiger got out somewhere before?
Yeah, we talked about that. Remember the kids were taunting it and he jumped
out?
No,
that's not it. Like something, or an elephant, or a bear, something got out.
No, that was an episode of the X-Files where an elephant got loose.
No.
And turned invisible.
Yeah, that's weird. That's not what I was talking about, though. But, you know, what have you.
So, anyway.
The end. That was the end.
Now that you have a nice mental image of apes mating and bears running around Philadelphia, we'll leave you with this last song. Thank you again for tuning in to Red Phase of Black Radio. And the name of the last band is Conducting from the Grave. Although for some reason I wrote Conducting from the Crave because I was thinking about White Castle. And that's what you crave. And no, we're not getting paid by White Castle to say that.
No.
But anyway, you can check out this band at myspace.com/conductingfromthegrave. The name of the song is A Never Ending Search for Closure. And they're out of Sacramento, California.
Thanks for listening.